We thank thee right now. And it comes from Jehoshaphat before he went into battle, you recall. He just thanked the Lord for the victory. So Dan is the pastor there, and just so happy. They had the first meeting after the vote Wednesday night, and Dan called that night late, and just beautiful, very, very good attendance, very well attended, good attitude, and it was just really wonderful. So as far as your prayer, and I do hope that you are in fervent prayer, and as far as your prayer is concerned, be in prayer for Dan and Pat. It is discouraging to Dan. Even though he remains at the church, it's still very discouraging to have people that have been your friend for 12 years and just stand up and say the most unbelievable, vicious things and half-truths and slanders and all of these things. It's very difficult to lose friends in the ministry. So be in prayer for Dan. John and I, in humor, you know John's sense of humor, so you can imagine how John and I were. We had a lot of fun with him. Saturday, John and I were going to go work out. And Dan says, well, would you run by Kinko's? It's right there by the gym. And turn in, and he said, oh, yeah, we know where it is. We're going to have 10 copies of our resume to give to you, Deacon. Dan goes, oh, yeah, he's a good friend. And we just kept kidding the whole weekend and that time, put little tags on his furniture, what we wanted. I mean, we had a lot of fun with Dan. You've got to keep him a little loose and laughing a little in the whole deal. And I've got one special person I want you to be in prayer for. Be in prayer for Dan, Pat, for the church as they rebuild, reorganize, restructure. It's a little more difficult than what we call starting over. It's a lot of hurt, a lot of pain, a lot of separation. Sunday after the vote, Dan had won, the congregation was filled with just, not everyone by any means, but many people crying and hugging, but saying goodbye, the ones that were going to leave, the ones that were going to stay. And I just stood over on the side and watched it. I knew a few people, but not enough to get involved, so I just stood over, and I just said, where's the spiritual love that should have prevented all of this, if they have all of that sloppy stuff now? And there was not one thing, not one issue, people, because it wasn't what Dan was teaching. They didn't make that an issue. That could not have been handled if everyone had been walking in spiritual love, the love of the Holy Spirit. But having said that, just standing there watching, it amazed me to watch what was going on there. So be in prayer for Dan, Pat, be in prayer for the people as they reorganize. And men that Dan said just had been coming for years and just sit there. Wednesday night came up and just said, what can I do? It blew him away. People that he had asked to do things, no, I don't do that. But under the circumstances, they came to him. He didn't have to go to them. What needs to be done? What can I do? How do we do this? How do we do that? And Dan was so encouraged by that attitude. So be in prayer for them. And then be in prayer for a young lady that accepted Christ. Dan and Pat and John and I went out to eat. Took them to the Texas Steakhouse. They have a Texas Steakhouse in Tulsa. And so we went there, and the waitress came over, and we were having a good time at the table. You'd have been very proud of Dan. And so the guy, who are y'all, what's going on? Well, he's a pastor in Tucson. He's a pastor here in Tulsa, and he's a pastor in Dallas. She says, no way! And we said, yes, and ended up leading it to the Lord. I gave her one of our books on Gospel for Christians. And she came back over before we left, and she asked Dan where his church was. So I just told Dan before I left, I said, you got to go back and re-invite her. She wasn't there Sunday morning, and I'm very thankful for that. But how wonderful that would have, if she becomes his first new member of after all of the crisis, I just think that would be superb. So be in prayer for the young lady, and just bear her in your prayers and in your mind. But everything's going well in Tucson or in Tulsa now. Anything we need to be in prayer that I'm not aware of? as far as the property is concerned, continue to be in prayer. We're still looking and in prayer of what will happen.